day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
There's a lot of talk about Made in America. Let me tell you about something that's made in America and has been for over 85 years. Mueller Metal Roofing and Steel Buildings are made right here by people who care about quality of both materials and workmanship. Whether it's a metal roof for your home, a custom steel building, a shed or greenhouse for the backyard, Mueller means quality. Mueller has four manufacturing facilities right here in the U.S. And with 33 branches for sales and service, there's a Mueller location near you. When you choose Mueller, you get the best quality products to protect your family and your property. And you're supporting local jobs and local families, hardworking folks who are proud to provide a product made right here in America. Mueller Metal Roofing and Steel Buildings, over 85 years of making customers' dreams come true. And after 85 years, you can trust we're doing things right. We can give you a more beautiful home, greater comfort, and better peace of mind. Visit MuellerINC.com or your local Mueller location today. Mueller, made in America, made to last.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. Hogs are capitalizing on the strength of Friday with further short covering, pushing futures. Stronger cash price and higher cutouts, though, are finally putting some life back into the market. Corn futures, meanwhile, struggling today after the WASDE report, trading a penny lower. The Dow Jones 101 points higher, the NASDAQ up 113 points. Over in live cattle, the complex is struggling today after a strong day on Friday. The cattle on feed report, though, now old news, with traders focused on fundamentals for the new week. The report not sparking any need to move futures higher, with most categories reported within expectations. June cattle continue to hold a $9 discount to April, though, and as usual, there's nothing to report as far as cash business is concerned. Buyers and sellers, meanwhile, are window dressing, seeing what each has to offer. Box beef cutouts today higher, up $1.09 in choice, and up 53 cents per hundredweight in select. In feeder cattle, futures backing away today from the levels reached on Friday. This brings futures solidly down to the range established over the last few weeks. The cattle on feed numbers, though, may keep a bit of pressure on the market in the near term, but contracts have been holding support well. Meanwhile, today, grains were mixed with corn trade flat to a penny lower, with trade trying to regain back from a fresh low again with little fresh news to start the week off. Over in soybeans, trade was 3 to 5 cents lower with light selling after early strength, with trade scoring new lows again, even with 926,000 metric tons confirmed sold to China. Meals $1.50 to $2.50 lower, and oil narrowly mixed today. Finally, in wheat, trade was 4 cents lower to 2 cents higher, with spring wheat leading as fund selling returned for winter wheat, pushing them to new lows again. Export news has been quieter lately on the world front, while the dollar has come back to 97.30 on the index with choppy trade. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.